But the more pshita about the tevel means you have tvua. You didn't take off truma meisus yet. The value now read it. The value is muksa. What's the chiddush of the mishnah? And the more latzricha betevel tovel with the rabbonin. The chiddush is even though it's only yechiv with the rabbonin. What's the case? Shezora ba'otzes shein anokit. That you planted these vegetables or fruits in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. Therefore, it's only mechuyim with the rabbonin. That's the chiddush. Even though it's only an issim with the rabbonin, still it's called muksa on Shabbos. Because lamaisa, you're not allowed to eat this paris now to take off truma. Lamaisa, since you can eat it, it's not edible, it's not called a meichel, it applies muksa. V'loi b'maisa rishon, shloi not the trumosai. Maisa rishon, you didn't take off the trum gedolim. For the more pshita, avadim it's also, you didn't take off trum gedolim. Loi tzricha, shekbimu b'kri. I say the case is,
they hold enough kuf chof ches. Again on top. Volei maisarishin. You can't move on Chavez maisarishin shle not true trumosai. For the more pshita, if you didn't take off the truma, the half a minu is you didn't take off even trumas maisar. So vadavet sosatit, vadavet muksa. More let's richo shekdimo bikri. We're talking about you gave it to the Levi when it was already bikri. That means it was a gemar malocham. The tfuah was already put into its final process. You made into a pile and you smoothed down the pile. And shenot the meno meiser. We're talking about the taka took off trumas meiser. Shenot the meno meiser. But not the meno trum gedirla. But you didn't take off trum gedirla. His mouth, the teimai would have thought. Could you amalei rapopo lavaya like rapopo asked the kasha tabai before? Even though you didn't take off trum gedirla, still it should be mutatid it. Because since the levi got it. When it was Bikri, and then the Levi took off Trumas Maisa, maybe that's all you have to do. Kamash Malon, Kedushani Le'abaya. Kamash Malon, like Abaya answered back, no. When do we say the Levi is Potif and Trum Gedalom? If the Levi got it, one's only Bishibolim. The Levi got it before Meruach, so it wasn't Mechuyiv yet in Trum Gedalom. So since it wasn't Mechuyiv, the Chiv is not Chaledim. But here, when the Levi got it, it was already Bimu Bikri, it was already in the Matzah, what's Chayiv and Trum Gedalom. So then the Chiyuv doesn't go off. So even though you took off Trumas Maisa the Levi, still it's also Tidit, and that's why the Mishnah said it's Muksa. Vayta Vloyes Maisa Sheni. Who are din Maisa Sheni? Now let's touch on Shabbos if you weren't Poydirit. Because you can't eat it out of your Shlaim. So the more Pshita, Avad, if you weren't Poydirit, Avad, you can't eat it, it should be Muksa. Loi Tzricha, the Niftu, Vloy Niftu, Kilchosen. No, a Chiddush is you were Poydirit, you took money, and set aside that the Maisa Sheni should become Chulin, and the money should become Maisa Sheni. No, what type of money did you use? A flat coin that has no picture on it. The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, "V'tzarto hakesef yodecha," that you can only be paid the Maisa Sheni on a kesef that has a tzura to it. It has to be a coin that has a picture on the coin. So if you take an asimon, a flat coin that has no picture, you're not yotze the din pidyon by Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the peri will still have a kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and therefore it's muksa because you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Hegdish, what's the case of hegdish that you are poydim? Shechilu loy agabi karki. You use karka to machalit. Rachmon oma v'nosna kesef v'komloy. The Torah says if you want to be poydik hegdish, you have to use something like kesev, something that's for nosana kesev akomloi, with ashen dobra nitim miyad liyad, something you could give over. Mashenkin karka, you can't give over karka, therefore you're not allowed to be mechalal hegdish on karka. So if you were mechalal hegdish, the loch is, it's not chal the pidyon, therefore the chayfut is still hegdish, therefore it's also the touch on Shabbos, the blaze muksi has no use.
Yeah, the mission says, but that you can't carry, this is muksa. So luf, Rashi said in the Mishnah, was a type of a bean, a type of a kidneyus. That's called luf. Min kidneyus, shena roi chai afil lebehema. You can't eat a luf raw, only if you cook it. So on Shabbos you can't cook. Smell of blags muksa. Tan rabbon, metaltla netachatzuf. This you could touch. This is not called muksa. Mifnei shu maichu letzviyim. It's a food that you give to tzviyim, to the deers, so it's called a maichu behema, it's not muksa. Rashi learns, what's a chatzuf? Rashi esav, a type of a herb. She mishtareish boimik. The shurish goes deep down. Connect the viench roshim is pashtim. It doesn't shoot out on the sidewards. Oboy tichim Yeshua es oris li Yisrael. Yeshua made the gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, with this type of a plant. Because it goes straight down, so that's exactly the gvul where Eretz Yisrael ends, so from one shevet to another shevet. Viethachardol, you could touch mustard on Shabbos. Bevnei shu machul yoin. You feed it to the birds, so it's called the maichul behemah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Af Metaltlin, Shivres Chuchis. You should know you could even touch broken glass on Shabbos. Aye, what is broken glass roi for? Who eats broken glass? So tomorrow, yeah, Mevnei Shumaychel and Nemuyas. It's, this bird eats it. Who's in Nemuyas? It's Rashi, Benois Hayana. Benois Hayana is a big bird. This bird eats broken glass. So without being defeated to a bird, it's...
Nostrich.
What? Nostrich, yeah. They eat broken glass. So it's called a kli for Shabbos. It's not muksa. Omalei Rav Nosson. Ela Mayata, if you can tell me about somebody in the world eats it, it's not called muksa. Avizei Chavili Zemiris. A bundle is full of Zemiris. Full of... Zemiris is the reeds of the vine. Full of vines. Is Yitaltlu. You should also be allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Mifneishu Michael Apilin, you know, eats it, elephants eat it. So if you want to find somebody that eats it, you have an elephant that eats the Zemiris. So it shouldn't be like Muksa. So the Mar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Nemu Yeshrichi. Pilin la Shrichi. That's a chilek. He says, ostrich, this bird is Shriach. So therefore, wherever you have broken glass, we say it's possible to feed it to this bird. Therefore, it's called Mukhin, it's not called Muksa. The elephants are not Shriach to have around. So therefore, if you have a bunch of Zemiris, since you can't use it, it's only aimed for an elephant. You don't have an elephant around. That blives muksa. Omer ha-meimah zokta meimah shenobu hu diyisle nemuyis. He like vintach and says no. Havad in nemuyis tamazo it's not shchiach. Not too many people have these birds. So that if we say it's mutter to metal to broken glass because you could feed him, it's only if the maister you have this animal. And halacha we hold like a meimer. As you say there's any maichel behemer, it's only not muksum if either the behemoth are shchiach all around you. Moshel dogs today. So if you have a bone in your house, since Lamaisa, a dog could eat it, and dogs are shchiach around, so it wouldn't like muksa a bone. Because a bone the dog could eat, it's called mukhin. Mashenk, if you have some food, only a special animal, only a lion eats. Without nobody has lions around here, avad oblaid muksa. If it's not shchiach to have the haim around, even though it's a maichel for that thing, oblaid muksa. Now we hope for our name is forum. Luyitsui, somebody has a lion in his house. He has this behema, and a lion eats this food. Then it wouldn't like muksa for you. If you have this nemuyas, like a meimah says, if you have this bird, then you're allowed to touch glass because it's called mukhin for him. But something that's not shchiach and you don't have the animal in your house, then it's blives muksa. You don't have to set to touch zemiris because pilin could use it. So you have to have hud yisle. So maram ravashi la meimah, for the ravashi ta meimah, el de kamal Rav Nosson la Shimon Gamliel. The one Rav Nosson asked the kasha to Rav Shimon Gamliel, chavile zemiris yitaltu. When he asked him the kasha, according to your svarim, that this bird could eat the glass, who are then the vines should also be mutter to metaltel. Why? Because you could give it to elephants. If about elephants eat this food, it should be called a Michael Behemoth. So the Gemara, why didn't the Meimah ask the same territory? It's a Yisle Pilin, a Mailoi, and a Gemonashach. According to you, a Meimah, that he only is matter. When you have the bird, here also, if you have elephants, and a Chanami, it would be mutter. But according to Amena's pshat, like what was the kasha from an elephant? Amena's saying it's only mutter when you have the bird. Say nechanami. If a person has an elephant, he avad is allowed to touch vines on Shabbos. Because since a vine is a maichel for an elephant, it wouldn't be called muksa. Elo the teretz is roi. Where avad Rav Shimon Gamliel himself meant to say no. Avi, the broken glass, is roi to give to nemuyas. Avi, it's roi, even though you don't have the bird, he was matter it. His hochinami ro. Avad Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, he doesn't hold like a meimer. He's the chel ro. Since this bird nemuyas could eat the klis chuchis, so mele it's mutter for everybody to touch it. So mele Rav Nosson asked him a good kasha. If you have a sorf and roi, who are din zemiris, just vines, should also be mutter to metaltum, because it's roi for an elephant to use it. Say nechlam, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just the fact that any animal could eat it, it makes a race muksa. But Allah, we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Allah, we only hold like a meimer. The Rav, it's only called mukhin if you have the animal, or else it's shchiach to be around the neighborhood, like dogs. But a meichel to feed an animal that you don't have, and it's not shchiach around, about the blei muksa. So the Maram Rabbaya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Akiva, Kula Svirlu, so you'll hold one svar, like one shittim, that kol yischro b'nei melochim heim. We look at Yidin as if they're all B'nai Malachim. That means every Yid is roi to have everything. He's roi to have everything. There's no such thing to say that since he's poor, it's not roi for him. No, every single Yid is roi to be B'nai Malachim. That means they're roi to have everything. But what's the Rai all holy shittas? Rav Shimon Gamliel hodi amarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel's svar was that since the Nemuyas could eat the Klis Chuchas, Therefore, he holds every single year there's a lot of touch of Kli Tzuchus on Shabbos. It's not called Muksa. Why? Because it's Roy to give it to the Nemuyas. Ah, you don't have one. The Teretz says, Kol Yisrael is Roy to have one. Same thing says the Zemiris. It's Roy to give the elephants this type of a food. It's not called Muksa. I, Lamaisi, you don't have an elephant. That's not the Shim Gamliel. There's a Svara Kol Yisrael is Roy to have everything. So that for one person, the person does have the elephant, or the person does have this bird, is Roy to touch it, everybody is Roy to touch it. We have Shimon. Where do we see the Svara? Shimon holds the Svara. The Tanan. V'nei Malachim, Sochin, Agabi, Makasayim, Shemen, Verin. We had a locha before that on Shabbos to take regular Shemen, regular oil, that you use to rub on your body a whole week, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos also. Now, special oil that you don't use the whole week, then it's mukha you do in the Shem Refuah, that's also to do on Shabbos. So Shemen Verid is very expensive oil. So yeah, we said, B'nai Molochim, they're right to use it on Shabbos also. Because since they use this special Shemen a whole week, for them, if they use it on Shabbos, it's not nikir, it's being done in the Shem Refuah, that's the way they rub themselves all week, it's mutter. Shekein Darkin, Shebenei Molochim, Losech Bechoyl. But even on the weekday, Bechoyl, they also use this Shemen. Stam, to rub themselves, enjoyment. So now it's mutter to do it on Shabbos also. You have Shimon Naim, Shimon says name. Mashmah according to Tanakhama though, only B'nai Melachim is mutter. But for regular Yid, that's not a B'nai Melachim, he's not so rich, that he doesn't use Shemen Verit's Stam to rub himself. He only uses it for a Fuah. He's also to use it on Shabbos. Because for him, it's Mukhamilsi is doing the Shem Refuah. You have Shimon Naim name, Kol Yisrael B'nai Melachim name. He does know every single Yid is allowed to use Shemen Verit even on Shabbos. Why? Because every Yid is roy to have it. So whether you use it in the weekday or not, it's my nafkamina. It's not mukh yidun l'shem refuam. Every single yid is roy to have the nicest things. So when you use Shem and Vered now, we don't say it's nika yidun l'shem refuam. Stam, you're a yid, you deserve it. It's not called m'shem refuam. See if Shem holds from this far also. Shasha agadim ha-kesayim. B'Shabbos, you're allowed to use this oil on Shabbos. For lay gozim mishum slika salmonim, we don't make exer which look like you're doing mishem refuah, and to ask him mishum exer you come to be over this a teichin? No, shekain darken losach b'loy maka. Even in the weekday, without a wound, they rub themselves with this oil. Hilkach lav mucha milsel refuah. It's not niki, you're rubbing yourself to shem refuah. It's muta. And if Shimon says everybody could use this shem and verit, but every year there's a name alochim. Finally, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva. What's the right? They hold the svara of the Tanya. Harei shoyin noisa noisin boy elif mona. You owe somebody $1,000. So Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, mona. And he doesn't have the money to pay up. And Shimon says, Reuven, give me my money. Now, Reuven, the loive, is wearing a very expensive suit. So the Tanakhama holds, Mavshita noisoi, we tell him, take off your suit and sell the suit. It's a $100 suit, sell it. Or Mavisha noisoi, it's the law, haruyaloi. And we give you a $10 suit that you deserve. From the place is extra $90 you use to pay back your malva. What's the other Tanakhama? Because we're talking about now a normal person that's not really roy to wear this $100 suit. You're a normal person, you should only be wearing a $90 suit. So this extra, a $10 suit. So this extra $90 that this suit is worth, we say you don't deserve to wear it. So we'll make you sell your suit and buy a $10 suit. And these $90 you'll pay up your chayv that you owe the malva. Ton of a ton of mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Betonim Mishum Rabbi Kiva. We learned the name of Rabbi Shmuel, name of Rabbi Kiva. Name Kol Yisrael Ruyim Lesi Itzalah. No matter how poor you are, every Yid is roy to wear the nicest suit. So even though you have $100 suit now, we leave it by you. That's called the Leiva suit. When the Leiva has to pay up money, we never take away the clothing that he needs to live with. His own suit, we don't take away from him. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's a smara. Every Yid is roy to have this very expensive suit, and we don't take it away. So Rabbi Kiva also holds from the smara that Kol Yisrael is called B'nai Melachamim. By the chavile kash v'chavile zmaris said in the Mishnah, what these things are muksa. Chavile etzim chavile zaradin im eskin l'maycha beima metalta nois. It depends. If you started to try to feed your beima, it's mutter. V'yimla beima metalta nois. But if you didn't set aside this kash, the straw, and the chavile etzim, stam the wood for your beimas, then it blives muksa. Tana rabbonin. Chavile kash, poshta means trua. The chavile etzim, a bundle of wood. The chavile zardin, that's also a type of an asif. Rashi said, type of a soft grass. Is in heskino l'maychol behema. You mean kanam. Rashi zardin is min kanam heim. The type of reeds. Type of a kanam, Rashi said. Yeah. So we have this bunch full of zardin, this bunch of reeds. is in his kinu of Meichel Behem, if you set it aside before Shabbos to use for Meichel Behem, is Matalt Lenoison. It's not Muksa, it's Meichel Behem, it's Mutter to feed your Behem on Shabbos. It's Muchen. V'yim lave Matalt Lenoison. They didn't prepare it before Shabbos to feed the animals. Stamazel Gesayimit for Asoka for burning with. You can't do that on Shabbos, so blaze Muksa. Yab Shimon Gilil Leiner. Chavilin Hanitolim V'yadechot Mutter. No. Even if you set it aside for your behemoth, it can't weigh too much. If you can pick it up with one hand, it's not muksa. Letautlin. But if it's such a big package that you need two hands to pick it up, it's too much of a tircha, that blives muksa, you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. That's the way Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. Halacha, we don't hold like him. If you have a bundle full of siyah, there's almost some different type of grasses, herbs. Ezoiv, or kurnius, also different type of herbs. If you cut them down and brought them into the house, I'm not to use for burning, for fuel, is a mistake mehem Shabbos. Then avad it's muksa, and you're not allowed to change your mind and use it on Shabbos. Of the Meichel behemah, if you brought it inside your house matchila, I'm not to feed your behemahs with it, then it's mukhin, is mistafik mehem Shabbos. You're allowed to use these Meichel, these food, to feed your behemah on Shabbos. You're allowed to chop it up into pieces with your hand. And you're allowed to eat it. Either give to your behemah teeth or you can eat it. But you shouldn't cut it with a kli. Cut it with a kli ready, that's it's too much of a tircha. So yiktom the kli, kader achil. Rash mishtamis in issas ubdu the chil. Kader minim. Chayman de parim silka domi le teichin. If you chop up a silka, that's a beet, it's domi le teichin. So kitty, you shouldn't use a kli to cut up these herbs. You're allowed to rub it. Moilel usually have a piece of a zangin, a piece of a shibolis, a stalk of wheat, and you want to like rub off the shaft to be able to get the wheat out of it. That's called moilel. You're rubbing the shaft together to get just a kernel. V'yoichel. Obavach lo yimlo b'kli. But you can't use a kli to make this molila. To rub it with a kli, that's doima to teichin, that's also to do with a kli. And hu adin harbit, you can't do a lot at one time. Divri Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda. Even a bigger chumrah. Moilel b'roshi et b'yosef. If you want to roll out, you have a piece of a stalk of wheat. You want to roll the stalk just to get the kernels. You can't do it regularly. You have to make a shinui. You can only rub it with the roshi et b'yosef. The tips of your fingers together you could rub. V'yoichel and you could eat it. Obavach l'gimlo b'yodei harbi. But you shouldn't use your regular whole palm and do a lot at a time. That's also. K'derech sh'yosef b'chil. Since the derech you do in the chol, it looks like you're being teichin, like you're grinding. So that's also to do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do with the shinui with Rosh Yetzboisav. Right. V'chein the same halacha is b'yamisa. Rashi kam meforish b'yamisa. More will soon explain what's amisa. V'chein b'pigam. These are all different type of herbs. V'chein b'shar mini tavlin. All different type of tavlin. The same halacha. If you want to rub them to get the kernel out of the shaft, you only allowed to do with the shinui. Do it only with the tips of your hands. Maya misas. What's a misa? And the Gemara niya. That's what it is. Siya. What does the siya mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Sisri. Rashi has taichin here. I know the yah exactly. Shagriyad Rashi Leviya. Lashanacher. Polio. Nu Ezoiv, what's a navel? Ezoiv, that's our barsa. Trashi, ishnia. No, different type of growth, different type of herbs. Kurnisa shema, that's its name. Kedemar aivo voahu, the yomaluhu, man boyer kurnisa. Somebody asked, like in the marketplace, who wants to buy kurnisa? The ishtaka chashi, and they gave him chashi. So you see, kurnisa is chashi, it's not kurnis. So the mara ela siya sasri. Siya, that's sasri, that's good. Ezoiv avarsom. Kunisa, what is kunisa? That's chashi. Don't say kunisa is kunis, is kunisa. No, kunisa is chashi. But these are all different type of herbs. Right. Itma, bosom lich. If you have a piece of meat that wasn't cooked yet, but a kopanum was salted though. A salted piece of meat. Is mutla tautl b'shabbos. It's not called muksa. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Bosa tofil. Shrashi means sheinu maluach. You have raw meat that wasn't even salted yet. So what's the loch? Is it muksa or not? Rav Huna Rama mutla tautloi. It's still mutla tautloi. It's not called muksa. Rashi, Mutla Taltus, Rashi learns the less lay Muksa betutl. He doesn't hold from Muksa altogether. That's why he holds Mutla Taltum. Because really, raw meat that you didn't salt yet, you can't use it, you can't eat it. So Bezoi, why should it be Mutum? So Rashi learns he doesn't hold from Muksa. Nagei Teruchas Tutl. You're allowed to touch something that's Muksa. Rav Chizda Rama Osla Taltla. He also knows it's also advised Muksa. A raw piece of meat that wasn't salted, you can't use it, he holds it's Muksa. Now, Sumi Mazda. Rav Huna Rama Mutla Taltloi. How could you say Rav Huna holds Mutter? I, Rav Huna, Talmid, the Rav heavy. Rav Huna was a Talmud from Rav. For Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, Sirile. The Islay Muksa. And Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Alamol, as we hold for Muksa. It's a Chomadigadin Muksa. You can't touch it. So how could Rav Huna hold here? You're allowed to touch unsalted raw meat. And the Gemara, but Muksa, Liachilo, Savlok, Rabbi Yehuda. The Issa Muksa has two parts to it. Something that's Muksa, Befrat, if it's an Eichom, Eshton, you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Issa Achila, like this here, raw meat. Something that's Maksa Bedaita, not to use, you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Issa Achila. Who is in a Beitza, an egg that's born on Shabbos, is Muksa. You're not allowed to eat this egg if it's born on Shabbos. And then there's a Lach of Tutl, that Achutz from the Issa, you're not allowed to eat the egg. Who is in, you're not allowed to be metal to the egg. That's a Kaldik Issa. It's not so Chama Tutl as it is Achila eating it. In the first Shem say, you'll see in the Gemara Beitzim, that there Rashi sheet there is, we hold the Yesh Mutz is Asim Mediraisa. Rashi has a sheet, according to Rabbah, Mutz is Asim Mediraisa. And we dash from the Pasek, Voyav Yomashisha Vachinu, that you have to be making the food you want to eat on Shabbos from before Shabbos. So some Sefer says, the Avad Rashi only means for Yisra Achila. That that you're not allowed to eat something that's Muksa, that's possible to eat the Asim Mediraisa. That's a Chomad Kisa. And then there's another Locha, Stein, you can't touch it. Not to touch Muksa, that's only Asim of the Rabbanim. So Mara say now, when does Rav is Machmin Hilchus Muksa like if you done, that's Nageya Tachila. Something that's an Eichel, that's Muksa, you're not allowed to eat it. Mashenkein, but Muksa, Latiltul, Sublok Yavashimin. Nageya Tistam are allowed to touch Muksa. You don't want to eat the Muksa. You only want to touch it. Then in Chami Rav, and that din is Zich only with the Rabbanim. And then Rav is Mekli Hoslok Yavashimin. That's Alp Yavuna. Rav Chizda Rama Osla Tautla. He says no. You're not allowed to touch raw meat. That's not salted. For the more I, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Ikloy Levei Rav Chizda. He went into Rav Chizda's house. For Chozan, he saw who Bar Avzo. He saw a chicken, a duck Bar Avzo. There we call Metautli Luhu Mi Ishimsho Letula. He saw somebody carrying it from the shade, from the sun into the shade. He said it was a Geshachtin duck that was there, and he saw somebody touching it on Shabbos. So the Chura, according to Rav Chizda, the Yom Rav Chizda, and Chizda himself said, Chasar and Kitz, Kochazina Hocha. I see people taking care of the money. There is a duck here, was in the sun. The sun would have ruined it. It would be mafsid money. So Master Rav Chizda said, it's a good thing you did. That you took the duck out of the sun and brought it inside. It's a good thing. You saved yourself money. So you see, Rav Chizda is mad to touch raw meat. And here was a raw chicken. It wasn't cooked yet. So how come he's mad to die? He holds raw meat as muksa? And the Gemara Shani Bar Avza the Chozel Yumtza. Hey, Rav Chizda is mechalek between the meat of a behemoth and the meat of a chicken or a bird. The meat of a bird is very soft, so that's Chozel Yumtza. You can eat it raw. People are more eat raw birds. So Balki, you can eat a raw bird. Mele is not called muksa. Therefore, Rav Chizda said it was mutter to touch this duck from the sun into the shade. Mashenke, we're talking about raw meat. That's more harder. Raw meat of Chizdol's people don't eat raw. So if Rav Chizdol's raw meat is muksa, but a raw chicken or birds, that's not muksa. Tana Rabbon, we'll soon see how he passed. Tana Rabbon, Dag Malich, you have a raw fish, but it's salted, I call upon him, is mutla tautloi. Because it's raw teeth, you can eat a raw fish that's salted. Dag Tofel, you have a raw fish that wasn't even salted, is osla tautloi. You're not allowed to tautloi, you can't touch it. Right, so nobody eats raw fish that's not even salted. It's not edible, therefore blives muksa on Shabbos. Again, if you have raw fish in your freezer, you have to know it's muksa, you can't touch it. Boser, what about raw meat? We pass from halacha, bein tofu, whether the meat is raw and not even salted. Or bein maliach, even if it is salted, still mutla tautloi. Still, you're allowed to be metalkrit. That's what we pass from the gears to stomach rib shimmin. So why is meat mutter? You have to say meat is mutter because some people do eat raw. I call upon them, some people eat raw meat. What? Vice and worst times, no. The raw fish they didn't eat. Trashi dag tofel osa tautle. The ain't a roi leklum. Nobody eats raw fish. Or the klovim, I could give it to a dog. A dog would eat it. Lav dait le mishdayu. It's not aimed to throw it to dogs. We're talking about raw fish that you're going to eventually eat yourself. So kol zman you didn't cook it, it's not roi. Avo meliach, mashenkin salty fish, necha chaya be mochay. People eat it raw. Mashenkin writes us from the Gemara, poshit basar, meat is edible raw. So the machlokes is what the Gemara means exactly by basar. In the Magen Avraham wants to be medar, it's called halacha, it basar here only means like the Gemara before, only chicken. Chicken meat, the Gemara just said a svar, it's very soft, that people eat raw. Benachnami, meat of behemoth, then the Magen Avraham holds it's awesome. But the other achrenim, the Gemara holds not like that, halacha, it could be mekum, they held the Gemara means stam. Gemara says stam aloshin, basar, mash many type of meat. Even though it's behemoth meat, now the Gemara holds not like the chizda. Behemoth meat also, sometimes people eat it raw. So the shailer is, some people want to say that was only bizman ha-gemara that people used to eat raw meat. But bizman is there, say lamaitri is nobody eats raw meat. So I think Ramayisha Tak is also, I think, Machmed. It says that bizman is there, raw meat should lie muksum on Shabbos. Machmed, if you have in your freezer raw meat, you can, you want to get something out of the freezer, you're not allowed to move on the side the raw meat because it lies muksum. Alright, that's the shailer. Rabbi Pachas ha-gemara, Machmed's mutter. Some people want to say it is still mutter bizman is there, that some places people do eat raw meat. Alright, that's the shailer. But well, the Gemara called upon him, raw meat is not muksa.
All the meat is salted.
Yeah, but still the same svara. Nobody eats it though the way it is now. Still the same svara. Moshe wants to sign him as man is there now. Nobody eats raw meat, even if it's salted. You don't eat it. And it could even be what the Gemara means salted. What the Gemara means salted, I don't think that means kashid. Gemara means salted as he means that mamish has a lot of salt in it, so it makes it, you know, taste it a little bit. You can eat it a little bit. Yeah, right. Marinade, right. That you can eat, right. But raw meat is man is there, but nobody eats it. It's a shayla. Hell yeah, hell is good. It's salted. That's what we're saying. Dog maliach is good. That people do it, right? Right. Tana rabbanim. Metatla metat somish. You're allowed to touch bones on Shabbos. Because you can give it to a kelev, to a dog, and kelevs are shchiyach. So merely you're allowed to. It's not called muktzah. Vosa tapuach. You're allowed to touch also on Shabbos. Tapuach Rashi matzriach.